Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. And we're back. Today's a no bullshit type day. I just wanted to say that.
Yep. No bullshitting has kicked in officially.
Yep. It's quite interesting how, like, we have been like coaching everyone into like thinking a different way, processing a different way, getting into your mind and talking to yourself, like self-coaching. And Jill had a beautiful experience where it literally just kind of kicked in and it just like was there. You didn't even have to fight it. It was just like, well, what are you going to do? It's kind of like the no bullshit.
No bullshit. And it was, yeah, it was quiet. It was calm. It was fast. I didn't need all this motivation. I wasn't hard on myself. There was very little. It was just amazing. I think you had, Kim and I were chatting a little bit before starting this, this podcast, and you had said, Kim, you could hear yourself.
Yeah.
And to me, that was key. I could hear myself. That's where the no bullshit kicked in. The no bullshit from whatever, if it's past habits or past trainings or too much shit going on in the world or, you know, whatever it is. Right.
Yeah.
I could hear myself. And in short, I'll share with people briefly, like I usually get up in the morning and do a practice, meditation, yoga kind of practice. And the one that I'm doing right now is just shy of an hour. So it's kind of a big commitment for me in terms of starting off my day with that level of commitment. And it's a program and it starts at, the options were 5:30, 6:30, or 7:30. And none of them work particularly well for me. And I picked the 6:30, and this morning I just didn't want to get up. And so I rolled over, and then the no bullshit kicked in. And
yeah.
Within, I don't know what it was, within less than a minute of rolling over, I was getting up and I did the practice, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was what was needed.
It's so crazy how you did that. And you're just like, wait a sec. And you made a comment too of how, you just were able to mentally tell yourself like, nope, what changed? What changed? Nothing changed around you. You made the change.
Yes, that's what occurred between rolling over and not about a minute of getting up and deciding to take action and do this was, I rolled over and I did. I asked myself, as Kim so wisely and sagely advises, ask a question. And as I rolled over, I asked, what's the difference between when I was so enthusiastic about getting up for this and today that I'm rolling over? And the answer I got was so gentle, so sweet. It was, the difference is you.
Mm-hmm.
The difference was me. Like you said, Kim, nothing else had changed circumstantially. Like I, maybe a little bit, like, you know, today is a different day. The way I feel a little bit this morning was a little different than other days. But in terms of my enthusiasm, in terms of my willingness to invest, you know, energy, time, action, my enthusiasm had waned, and I was the only difference.
Yep. So you couldn't put blame on anything, anyone at all. It was literally just put right back on you.
And I want to be real clear here that in the past, that would not have been a very enjoyable situation for me because I would have been really hard on myself. I basically would have been like self-abusive, if you will, internally. Lots and lots of, you know, criticism and harsh, like self-words, self-coaching, so on. And a lot of it unconscious too, Kim. But it just would have been like, oh, I kind of want to start hurting myself. And this morning it was just like, it was so calm, so quiet. It was devoid of all of that stuff that I just described, the past stuff, which just wasn't there. And, you know, as we said, the no bullshit kicked in. No bullshit on all the levels. Like, do what you want, Jill. It's you. Decide. No beating yourself up. No blaming. No, none of the bullshit. Just do what you want. And, you know, be clear about it. And in that moment, I was like, well, I want to do the practice. And I got up and did the practice. But Oh, I hope everyone can have this no bullshit experience.
That is literally the energy of today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, we can't complain of, You can't blame anything. It just, it is what it is. There's no bullshit. You're either doing or you don't. Like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving.
Yep.
If you want to do it, do it.
And you know, like, stop beating yourself up. Stop the self-abuse. Yeah. That's bullshit, too. It's like, if here's a, like, if someone has decided they want to lose weight and they committed to a eating plan and they blew the eating plan first thing this morning, whatever, you know, had a donut, whatever, with lots of sugar on it. And that was, you know, not part of the eating plan. And it's like, you know what? All right. It's like you reset. No bullshit. There it is. It's done already. Here you are. What are you going to do for the rest of your day?
Yeah,
because that was also an option for me, as I could have just turned over and continued to rest, because there was a part of me that did need rest.
Yeah.
But a bigger part of me needed the action.
Well, yeah. It got things moving as you were desiring without the BS.
Without all the BS. Oh, I really do. That's my hope. My wish is that everyone who's listening to this today and anytime they're tuning in and, you know, regularly, that you have these no bullshit moments. They're beautiful.
Yep.
They really point to one of my most recent favorite questions, Kim, which came out of our class we did a few weeks ago, is the what do you really want? Really want, like, deep in your heart, deep in your soul, what do you really want?
Yeah.
What I really wanted was to do that practice, and I did it. And the example of the person, say, for an eating plan, if you ate a donut, what do you really want? Do you really want to sit there and engage the bullshit and beat yourself up, make yourself feel bad and guilty? Like, is that what you really want? Or do you want to reset and start again? The no bullshit kind of day.
And now I'm starting to vibrate. I like this. Yep. Even if you don't like our message, just sit and listen to the vibration.
Because exactly.
Now I'm sitting there just vibrating, nice and calm again. Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing the power that Jill literally puts out, you guys. You just don't even listen to the words. Like, turn down the words and just feel this energy that's coming through. It's crazy. It's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You amplify it, Kim. I know that for certain. And thank you, really. I appreciate it. I'm happy. I love to share the vibration. Mm-hmm. It gets amplified when you have you and others. And I do love that, though. Like you said, turn down the volume if you want and just feel the vibration, because it's there. And yes, it's powerful.
It is. Oh my gosh, I kind of want to like giggle. Oh, this is fun.
Whew. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you for listening and living. And enjoy your, one more time, your no BS day.
Yep. I love it.